Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you from the OpenStack Summit. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dan Ferber of Intel and Ross Turk of Red Hat. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why don't we just start by introducing each of your roles in your respective companies and how that relates to OpenStack and OpenStack storage in particular.
I'm Ross Turk from Red Hat Storage. My job is to make sure that we're telling the greatest stories about Ceph that we can possibly tell. I came to Red Hat a couple of years ago with the InkTank acquisition. InkTank was the company that was founded to promote Ceph, which is a distributed storage platform. I was one of the original executives of InkTank, and we got acquired by Red Hat last year. It matters for OpenStack because OpenStack needs solid storage, and that's what we provide with Ceph.
Thanks.
So I'm Dan, and I work quite a bit with Ross and the rest of the Red Hat Ceph team. I'm an open source server-based storage technologist in the Intel Storage Group, which is part of the data center group at Intel. I work with Intel customers, which include partners like Red Hat, for Ceph technical enablement. Basically, I help make sure that they can use Ceph, use it well on Intel hardware.
So what is Ceph, Ross, and how does it relate to OpenStack, and why is this so critical to delivering the full enterprise capability of OpenStack?
Ceph is a distributed storage platform. It's a collection of software that allows you to use standard servers and disks to build large-scale storage platforms. A lot of people who deploy OpenStack are deploying it on top of traditional proprietary storage appliances, and that's okay, but it ends up not scaling when you get to a certain point, and it ends up not being as flexible as it needs to be, especially for today's cloud-native workloads. So what Ceph does is it allows you to build storage that scales the same way as OpenStack, deploys itself the same way as OpenStack, it's managed by the same people who manage OpenStack. It really pairs with OpenStack nicely. Because it uses open source software and standard servers and disks, it can provide a lot more flexibility than you'd get with purpose-built storage appliances. And we believe it's the future of storage for OpenStack.
Intel has a view of software-defined infrastructure as the future of the data center. Why is software-defined storage such a critical component of that, and how does this work with Ceph relate to that?
The reason that Intel customers are very eager about this is a couple of main reasons. Generally, this technology, server-based storage and scale-out, particularly open source, lowers the hardware cost. So like Ross says, you can use Ceph and other server-based storage products, be they proprietary or open source. Generally, you can use them on commodity components. And so customers like that because it lowers their cost. A couple of other key things and why Intel's interested in it. It lowers the vendor lock-in threshold. So if you are using commodity-based components and you're using open source software like Ceph, it is easier for you to make a decision to move to a different storage technology later. And then lastly, the reason that Intel customers are so interested in this is they can enhance and fix their own code. It's related to the vendor lock-in, but they can make enhancements. There's a vibrant community. They can fix their code. And at the same time, they can get commercial support from Red Hat or other companies if they wish to.
Another thing I would add to that is just that using software-defined storage provides agility you can't really get anywhere else. With an appliance, you're getting hardware that somebody chose for you, for your workload. And sometimes it might be the right hardware, and sometimes it might not be the right hardware. But with software-defined storage, you can bring exactly the hardware that your workload needs. Build your own infrastructure that perfectly matches the workload, and then you can scale it by a server at a time. Instead of, if you're using an appliance underneath OpenStack, you fill it up over time, and then when it's full, you have to buy another giant refrigerator-sized appliance and bring it into your data center with a forklift. With something like Ceph, you can scale it a server at a time, the same way that OpenStack scales. So it's a much more agile solution.
That's a great point Ross makes, and that's why they call it scale-out versus scale-up storage. So you can have hundreds to thousands of storage servers that are being accessed by thousands to tens of thousands of clients, be they custom uses or VM images that are used for hosting. And you can offer a single storage pool or multiple to all of those. So that's the real power.
When we look at user surveys about where are the challenges around adoption, one of the things that comes up is full orchestrated control of storage environments within a software-defined data center. Ceph has been around for a few years now. It's been an industry buzzword that people are hearing about. What is the latest news about Ceph, and how is the Ceph community making advancements to close the gap on that full control of storage resources.
The thing that makes me smile most at OpenStack this year was the OpenStack user survey, where it showed that roughly about 70% of the respondents said that they use Ceph with OpenStack. Mm-hmm. And that was really rewarding for us because we see every survey. I mean, we're working very hard to make it so that Ceph and OpenStack work well together and that using Cinder, you can manage Ceph volumes. And we really try to tie it together. In fact, the Cinder abstraction layer was designed with Ceph in mind. And so it's really rewarding to see the community continue to pick up this technology and use OpenStack to manage the storage underneath and provision volumes. Another thing I think that happened this week was last night, Ceph announced a community board, a really exciting announcement. So we continue to run Ceph as a community project. It's not a single vendor running a thing. It's a group of companies. Intel and Red Hat are just two of many companies that work together on Ceph, and it makes it stronger than it could be with just one company. So the announcement of the Ceph board is a big milestone in the project growing and expanding and building governance organically and continuing to be this vibrant project.
Well, I think the community board's great. I saw Intel's on it, and I'm Intel's representative on it.
So you must think it's pretty good.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. But, I mean, truly, it's there to provide industry and commercial input and help guide Ceph and help adoption. But Allison, to your question about Ceph adoption, the biggest challenge to adoption is just changing from scale up or enterprise systems to scale out storage. It's a big learning curve. Intel's done a few things that we're demonstrating on the show floor here at OpenStack. So we have a virtual storage manager, an open source product that we do that several companies in the OpenStack community are participating in. It ties to OpenStack and it provides easy management of Ceph. And then we also have a Ceph tune, a benchmarking and analysis tool. It's a UI-based tool that lets you run benchmarks and analyze Ceph, and it complements a much more detailed, more developer-oriented Ceph benchmarking tool, CBT, that Red Hat and Intel and the community worked on.
Why is the interplay between hardware and software so important? And Intel is obviously a leader in the Ceph community. Why are we prioritizing this so much in terms of our engagement within the storage arena?
So on one hand, I say Ceph is great because it can run on commodity hardware. Well, thank goodness, most of that commodity hardware is Intel. Intel has Xeon processors, particularly E3s, E5s, that Ceph runs really well on. We do a lot of things to try to optimize Ceph. The Intel ISA L library has been incorporated for a while now in Ceph. It makes erasure coding when used on Intel processors faster. So the just natural tie of Ceph and Intel processors is one reason Intel's interested in working in this area. And then the other is there's a growing interest in Ceph and SSD. Ceph needs SSDs for journals anyway, is the best practice. And Intel makes extremely reliable SSDs. But also more and more as IOPS demand increases, we're seeing a lot of interest actually in all SSD Ceph clusters.
So Ross, any other thoughts on that?
It's been wonderful to work with Intel because it's obvious that they know how to contribute to an open source project. From our perspective, it seems altruistic because it's so keen how Intel approaches the Ceph open source project. They can look at what's going on in the project, understand where the gaps are. For example, performance in all flash scenarios, erasure coding performance, that sort of thing. They can find the gaps and they help to close the gaps. Moving from appliances to software-defined storage, it gives you flexibility, but it also introduces, there's a lot of nuance there and a lot of complexity. So it's really good to have the support of a village.
Red Hat and Intel have a long history of open source collaboration. We had some news this week about a new collaboration. Russ, do you want to share a little bit about it?
We have a deepening relationship around network function virtualization, particularly in the context of OpenStack. And it's an example about how the collaboration between Intel and Red Hat is broader than just storage.
You know, one thing that I thought was really interesting about it is that it shows that OpenStack is not just for enterprise either. This is, you know, aiming at carrier-grade networks, which a lot of people don't think about in terms of OpenStack. I'm interested to see how the OpenStack summits evolve and if we start seeing more and more comm service provider focus at these events.
To broaden it to include service providers is exciting and also that's going to be pretty crazy, having double the number of people in the room.
So I'm sure we've piqued people's interest in the solutions that we're delivering in this space. So do you guys mind giving a URL for more information about your company's engagement?
Sure, it's easy. It's at redhat.com/storage. Oh, another thing I'll mention. I'm cheating off of Dan's notes here. Another thing worth mentioning is that we do CEF days in cities all over the world. We've got one in Melbourne coming up, and we're putting together our calendar for 2016. So keep an eye for CEF days in your neck of the woods.
There are over 250 presentations that are archived on the Red Hat site from customer presentations at CEF Day. So if you're interested in what are people doing, who's running it in production, what are the tuning parameters, then that's a good place to go. Yeah, thanks for
Thanks for letting me cheat off your notes. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, guys. It's been a really fun conversation. We'd love to have you back sometime. Thanks for taking the time out of your summit schedule to come and talk on ChipChat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.